As we urbanize, cities are becoming one for the rich. So if there was that nice, inclusive, equitable city where people were equally celebrated, given credit, maybe it would feel nice. Maybe you will all agree or disagree with me that things look very different from inside than they look from outside, right? Because this is...
Since I was a little girl, I wasn't into girls' play at all. I felt really agitated when I saw little girls playing with dolls or cooking games. When I was a student at the University of Nairobi, Kenya, in the first year class was about 35 students, and that was 33 boys and just two girls. So there was also no female lecturer at the university at that time. I never saw a female architect stand in front of me. So that is also the background of me wanting to be the lecturer in the future, you know, to be that shoulder that girls can lean on, and to be just that example that architecture is also for girls.
Even as we make interventions for the informal housing in Gitega, the idea will be not sitting here and looking at all the photographs of, you know, Akaba Izi in Gitega, but actually going there, talking to these people, understanding their needs, their problems, and starting to make interventions of those. Let me have one last reflection from the group that was here. Okay?
Yes, well,
are you Benoa?
No.
No. Again. Oh. These names. Who is Benoa? Okay. But you look alike. You have to agree to this.
And my firstborn daughter, Noella, says one time she wants to be a musician, and then the other time she wants to be a ballerina. It has changed over 7 times now. Right now, I think she wants to become a lawyer. And I just say yes to everything because I think it's still too young.
Bless the breakfast as we have it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, enjoy.
I went to a good high school in Kenya. And it happened to have been STEM-oriented school. So from the third year, our teachers would come to class and tell us what STEM careers existed. So when that word architecture was mentioned, it got me excited that maybe this is what I've been chasing.
I failed.
No.
The first whole page.
The first?
Page.
Mm-hmm.
And the second.
What happened?
I do not know how to find the X intercept.
Mm. Do you know now?
No.
Mm. Did you forget? Or?
We never learned it, so I just guessed that Y has to be 0.
Mm-hmm. So maybe Y is it?
You might surprise yourself.
I'm Kenyan, I grew up in Kenya, so how does this Kenyan find themselves so comfortably, you know, living in Rwanda? Why did I come to Rwanda?
Okay, Miss Fetching Water.
In my third year at the University of Nairobi, I lost a sister, a girl that was very close to my heart, and so I was struggling to, you know, to make peace with myself. You know, my mind was completely shattered. I was almost quitting architecture school because I was not seeing the reason why I should be in class studying architecture, however interesting it was, when my sister, you know, was not there anymore.
So we are headed to school.
And so the question at that time was, here is death that's trying to act as a barrier between
myself and the future of myself. And here is something called architecture that I'm very passionate about and I'm studying. What is the connection between death and architecture? And so one of my lecturers tried to lift up my moods and he mentioned something that went straight, you know, into my heart. Like, Josephine, we know how close you are with your sister, but how would you figure out the context in Rwanda where in 1994 genocide, someone lost, you know, their entire family, all their friends, all their relatives. But these people have moved on. And so through this guidance and counseling from my lecturer at that time, I got a bold, you know, idea into my head. I will go to Rwanda. There will be the English one, the French one, but there will also be one outside Africa. Frank, I think that...
Josephine yaje nawe muri 2009 niwe mudamu wenyine wari urimo mu bantu bose batwigishaga. Josephine rero yaratufashije mu buryo buri nabwa mu buryo buri emotionnel kujera nyine yo stress yose muri architecture. Ikindi kintu cyadutangaje akiza yayise abadini. Ikintu cya mbere yadufashe niko nk'abanyeshuri bo muri architecture b'abanyarwanda bagitangira ntabwo twakoraga ingendo niba yamekinze shobora ko ahantu hose tuhagera ukabuza ibwami ukabuza inzu yi traditionnelle yo mu Rwanda imeze gutya noneho ugatangira kwishyira muri context yo mu Rwanda ukaba ubizi nyine uzi architecture vernaculaire yo mu Rwanda uko nikora noneho ukaba wakora design isanzwe
Kigali City is over 70% informal, but that informal has to be described. When we are saying informal, we are not really calling them slums or anything. But I mean, informality is diverse, but the standard at which they are living is not the standard that is prescribed by the master plan. And informality here happens to be just about the sizes of the houses, the materials that are being used, not more of it being an illegal setup like it is in other countries. And for me, just that sentence that Kigali is 70% informal, you know, got me thinking. So where are the solutions? Are the solutions going in people producing new housing for people, or is it about rehousing? So rehousing meaning that you actually observe people where they stay and then you suggest interventions that help the people to stay where they stay.
Hari company yaba muri Singapore bahayarenze bazakora master plan. Bon, ntago navuga ngo habayeho participation y'abaturage kwako ntavugishwe ntayo nigeze mbona kuko twari abanyeshuri muri architecture urumva ni ikintu twagombye kuba turi expose kuri kuba twatuzi ko kiri hanko tukaba tubizi rero ntabyo nabonye ariko iyi nshyashya nono yo antuka ba bakoze habayeho participation y'abantu abantu bagatanga ibitekerezo byabo hariho amalinya ya telefone WhatsApp Twitter ibintu byose ku buryo abaturage batangaga ibitekerezo byabo
When I teach studio classes I try to make them participatory I don't let students look for problems and solve them in the classroom, but I put them in the context. I put them with the communities, and then they will try to formulate the problem, and then I eventually see how they can solve it.
Kugira ngo bagushake nabo uze tuganire imana iramfasha ndagusanga hano ariya ni ausi majuto ndabibuka nyine ntago nakuyoberwa muze ausi majuto is one of the oldest people from this neighborhood turahano nakintu barabibonye
So the idea was to let the students actually immerse themselves into the field, measure those houses, because in measuring that informality, they understand it better. And then after that, we had to create an intervention. But we managed to
sit outside in the gardens alongside the river and, you know, let students and community members, 180 people came. And so we had to have this conversation around, you know, what challenges are they facing in housing and what solutions would they recommend? And that creates, you know, a dialogue. It becomes more of an ethnographic, you know, investigation where you feel like you actually got to understand these people in a much more fulfilling way.
Yes.
If you move from Nairobi to Kigali, the moment you start speaking to people and the moment you start seeing the people trying to, not to forget the past, but learning from it and raising from the, you know, the ashes of these atrocities to move forward, I told myself that there was never going to be any reason or, you know, letting an obstacle just stand in front of you. You can always step on it and jump over it. And so that is what made this, you know, intimate connection between myself and Rwanda.